This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
You know what time it is.
All she needed was some.
You hanging out with the worst guy.
Wake up.
It's Malcolm Bewley. Roberto Cecile.
The one and only.
And we're here to give you the juice.
Give me the juice.
Welcome. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to the worst guys. Mm-hmm. We love you so much more because this was a conscious decision. And you're on our wave. Not everybody's on our wave, baby. So welcome to the elite society of thinkers. That's what we are as the worst guys. We're on that frequency. We're going to the future. We live in outer space, baby. Because that's where the rest of the world is going. You know, I think we're still catching up to the Martians. The Martians are so ahead of us in the universal game, you know? There's probably some people in some other galaxy like, yes, those guys are still driving cars on the road. Can you imagine, Put? Imagine still driving on the road, Put. In fact, no, the alien brava it must change. Can you imagine, bro, driving on the road? Because you have to mix it with all the stoners that will become part of society. Because I think everybody who's an alien is a stoner. I mean, it just makes sense, right? It's the future, right?
Yeah, no, like aliens are on another kind.
Dog, they're on another future level. So I think we're chasing it. And I think that's what Elon Musk sees. That's what everybody else doesn't see. He knows, it's like, yo, guys, let's go to Mars, find out what these people are doing, come back and change the game, man. So anyway, we're talking about being futurists and understanding the world that we're going to, right? Because as millennials, we do often get a lot of flack for spending a lot of time on our phones. For being so concerned with likes and social media in general. But we're here to talk about the benefits of social media money. Because you can make cash there now.
Dog,
for real.
Experiences.
Yeah. Firstly, when it comes to my own social media, I'm deleting Facebook, definitely. Like, I just need somebody, please tell me how to delete Facebook. They don't give you that option in like the settings because they don't want you to leave, obviously. So I probably have to work my way around some maze to get it done because that thing is gone. I don't look at anything on my timeline. I just click my notifications to get rid of the fucking pinging thing on my phone, right? So that's gone. Twitter, I'm contemplating. Twitter I love because it's still hilarious. Like, I have the most fun on Twitter in terms of social media, in terms of actually laughing and people saying cool shit. But it's also very, very protected and very risky and very, there isn't much truth anymore. You know, you have to curate your material so much that you don't really hurt anybody, but you still say the thing and you maybe kind of still a little bit edgy, you know, but it's not, you're not going all the way. And who doesn't want to go all the way? Let's be honest, you know. So that's how I think of deleting Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't make me money, but the holy Instagram. Guys, you can make money on Instagram, straight up. And these days, we have that vision where if it doesn't make us money, we ain't fucking with it. Yeah. So we're here to talk about the idea of social media money and how to make it, how our jobs and careers are changing because of social media, how to make a career out of it. You know, because we just started getting into this game and I don't know. I had a problem with the word influencer.
Okay.
But
Hold on.
Yeah.
I just want to share my views on all those three social media platforms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I feel, and I still stand by the whole fact that it's what you make of each platform.
Right. Mm-hmm,
so I understand how you feel about Facebook. For me, Facebook, I'm with you. Zuckerberg,
you're
my boy for life, dog.
For life. All
right. When Messenger came out, let me tell you something. I was able to leave WhatsApp, my guy.
Oh, really?
And me and my lady, we just communicate on Messenger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I make calls off Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, Facebook, no. I'll hold that down till the
end.
There's some applications that I just, even when you download them,
you need Facebook. But that's the thing that I hate about it as well.
Not that you need it. you can log in with it. Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So, but can I email?
Yeah, so email. Do you, you know? I just log in with Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
And so there's certain things that make it convenient for me and that I am able to exploit to my benefit. But for you, I mean, I understand. You already don't like Facebook.
Mm.
So don't like Facebook.
Okay.
All right, let's just get that straight.
Yeah.
So anything is going to seem negative to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like you.
So that's why I must my ones deleted.
Yeah, only see the negatives. No. Facebook.
I know. The thing is, I think a lot of the time we forget that trends end, things stop. MySpace was once a thing, Snapchat was once a thing, and I think Facebook is just not keeping up with
my boy
who we are, you know. In terms of the elite, in terms of, think about the most elite people on Instagram, for instance. Let's go to Instagram.
Okay.
They'll start their post gets the most traction and interaction from Instagram.
Okay.
And Facebook, you kind of have to pay for any sort of promotion or whatever the case might be. All right. And I'm not saying Facebook doesn't have their benefits, but I'm saying in terms of which one is better.
Yeah.
I'd definitely say Instagram.
No, definitely. Instagram is way more lucrative. How, you know what? This is a debate for another day.
It's not. This is exactly the talk we're having.
No. Because now we're going into which platform is better.
Yeah. So we're talking about the value of social media.
Okay.
That's what social media money is about. So let's talk about the value.
In terms of value? Yeah. Okay, well, I haven't finished giving you... I support all three, but I just use them in different ways.
Okay.
You know?
What's your favorite way to use Facebook?
Favorite way to use Facebook? For my own entertainment.
Oh, okay. You enjoy the timeline?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
the people
that's my
on
problem.
My timeline, yeah, you yeah, see. Yeah. So you... Because the thing is... Obviously, when a friend request comes in, now, we're trying to build a following.
Do not just accept that.
Accept. But I don't have to follow you.
Uh-huh.
You can be my friend, but I don't have to follow you. So your shit doesn't pop up on my timeline. That's what I can do. You can't do that with Instagram. I want to let you follow me. Gang. No, not let you follow me or something like that. But if we, like if you're following me, I want to... You know, at least extend the favor and follow you. But now I don't want your shit popping up on my timeline. So I unfollow you.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
But at the same time, that's the difference between the two. One of the differences that I spot for me, all right? And the content that I get fed.
Mm.
So it's, I can control what I'm seeing on Facebook as well. Those ads and that shit, I can't control that. That's going to pop up forever. But there's like Facebook TV as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like... Everything is going digital, as we already know.
Mm-hmm.
But like Facebook has come up with some developments. It won't be as lucrative, I think, as Instagram. But
why do you think that is? Let's talk about it.
I don't know. Because everything has, like you said, everything has its own time, you know? There was the whole Facebook wave when it started. Woof. And then Snapchat. But Snapchat didn't come as big of a wave.
Mm.
In fact, Instagram just came and swooshed that away. You know what I'm saying? And then Instagram just kept on building and building and building. And these waves just were they even started to wash Facebook away a bit.
Yeah.
And forced Facebook to also level up.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm. What I'm saying is that if I want to succeed on Facebook, I have to spend more money than I do wanting to succeed on Instagram, where I genuinely receive offers for money. You know, like, if you want to make an event on Facebook, you've got to promote that shit. Otherwise, it doesn't reach the target audience. So they've turned it into a business for themselves, which works. And Instagram also is a business, but they also facilitate genuine collaboration.
So it's lost that, like its core value of connecting.
Let's connect. We'll give you the exposure you want. You know, this is a free platform. This is Facebook. Invite your friends. Tell them about your shit. Now you're making me pay to tell somebody to come to my comedy show. Wow, what the fuck, bro? I thought it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't it Zuckerberg? It was my boy Zuckerberg that was saying in the court cases. You know, the advertising pays for it. No, nigga, I'll pay for it.
And yeah, I was literally, we're having a conversation with Rita and Gareth, where Gareth said he could fill up any venue from Facebook. Just saying this is where he's going to be.
Yeah.
And you can't do that anymore. And the engagement was insane.
Like, it's a third of what it used to be.
Mm.
From like something like 60,000, 60K engagement hits to about 20,000.
And that's, I think, what it is for me. It's turned into the man, and there's so many people that the man is just fucking wiring around. You know me, I have a problem with authority. As soon as I see somebody playing me, I'm like, nah, nah.
At the same time, also, when I see somebody playing me, sponsored posts, I'm afraid to do that thing because I don't know. You know, all of these facilitators of being able to boost your posts and shit, dude, they'll promise you like 60% genuine and 30% bots. Who are you to tell me that, like, you're going to certify me that 60 individuals out of every single 100 are going to engage with my post and the other 30 will just be bots? The other 40 will be bots. Like, how do you know for sure? You can't tell me.
How do I start to differentiate between who's real and who's not?
Exactly. That's why I have that problem with just putting my money into something like that and not knowing for sure what my return on investment is going
to
be.
We want to actually connect.
Exactly.
And that's the beautiful thing about social media, is that we do get to do that. And I want to make sure that people start to see the value in that, you know. Building a following. Some people have, in fact, I also have conflicted ideas about the idea of building a following and the numbers aspect of it. Because I don't have a lot of followers in terms of, you know, Nadia Jafta. You know, I don't have that range of following. But people are still flying us out to Zimbabwe, for instance, and paying us to create content, for instance.
And when we sat in meetings with that same PR company, what is it that they noted to us? That they looked at not the numbers, but the level of engagement.
And the personality.
Exactly. The personality, level of engagement, and the sort of content that we post, right? If you can match that to the brand that they're doing an activation for or whatever it is that they're doing with the company. At the same time, it's gotten to a point where you can buy followers, so the followers don't even matter.
They don't matter, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So people have looked at who's actually true to who they are.
Authenticity is important.
Dude, there's nothing that sells, and it's not even selling yourself, it's just you being you, and now people buy into that. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that's literally what's happening. The more we've been so proudly open about marijuana, look what's happened.
I got high with Gareth Cliff, guys, like... That is so ridiculous. Like, if you told me that 5 years ago, dude, I would have told you you fucking crazy, bro.
If you start the worst, guys, you'll end up smoking with Gareth Cliff in his studio. In his studio. Yep.
Yeah. Nah. And we had reservations about, you know, exposing the fact that we are stoners and we do this all the time, you know. And it's not even that we're pushing that agenda. We're not saying everybody smoke. We're just saying, hey, Mina, this is what I enjoy. This is how I deal. This is what I do. But don't let it be the reason why you don't fucks with me. Because when we spittin' the realest.
Yes.
You know?
So basically, with that as well, right? People buy into the people spitting the truth. And then from that, you know, you have people who have 1 million followers, but they'll get like 10,000 likes. Do you get what I'm saying? Then you're like, well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's way too little for me.
Then you get Malcolm Julie, who has like 600 followers, and then he gets like 100 likes. Then you're like, okay, so now...
That balance is better.
You get what I'm saying? The ratios also... For me, I'm about numbers as well. Not numbers in the sense of like... But just making sure that the numbers make sense. You know, the ratios, it makes sense.
Okay, so let's talk about building your actual following, okay? Because I think the way the worst guys has done it is that we posted at least once a day on Instagram. And you're actually somebody who thoroughly engages in all social media platforms, so maybe you're actually better to give advice on how to use social media to your advantage and create the kind of content that attracts you to brands. Because we firstly started with posting once a day with great advice from our agent. And that, it honestly works. Like, because especially if you're not known, even if you're doing dope shit, if you don't post about it, people forget about you. You know? So that worked, but I'm done with that. I'm pretty over it. It's a lot of effort.
But the thing is, it's a
necessary evil when you're building.
It's like your when you're building a house, all right, make sure you get that foundation, You get that foundation down. Once you got your foundation, then you can sort of start to build that wall. And you, when you decide, I know, but I want to do that for a while. And then when you decide, I want to just go chill at my holiday home for a while and come back and build. But you know, that foundation is still chilling. You know, you can finish off the house at your own time, at your own pace.
So what's the best way to engage with people on Facebook, for instance, for you?
On Facebook?
What do you do to make the people like your shit?
I think not necessarily only with Facebook, with Instagram as well, everything. Instagram is just different because you've got the pictures as well, right? Or the picture is the post. But with everything, just be true, you see.
I'm saying, do you do a lot of video?
I think people are tending more towards videos.
That's what I'm noticing as well.
Yeah, because
as long as it's short.
Yeah.
If I see a video,
I think it's a cap of about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's
Facebook.
All you've got now, literally.
Unless it's somebody who's already established for being known for their content, like Will.i.am, he posts like a 7-minute video. But when I watch that thing, dog, I know I'm gonna watch. If I miss it, I'm gonna go save that video and watch it later. That type of shit. If I see videos that, you know, that there's so many ways that you can manipulate it in your favor. But when you're starting out, 15 to 30 seconds. That's it. That's all you got. If you want to max it, put it at 60, because that's all that Instagram's giving you. I'm sure you're flooding it straight to your Facebook. So keep your focus on your Instagram, that's what I say. And then flood it straight to your Facebook. That way you'll be able to manage two platforms, but use one as your main, all right? From there, then also make sure that you are speaking to the people, not speaking to the people as per se, but like make it a personal message. Use it as if almost it was a diary.
As if the person is here with you and
exactly.
You're reading yourself. So it's also an artistic release almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you need to sort of connect with the person who's reading it or help them connect with you. I like to look at the people that are killing it in the game. Your Kevin Hart, your Dwayne Johnson, all of those people. Go and look at their posts. Go and look at the captions. They spend time talking to you about like what this picture represents for them, how they were feeling during that time. You know, Morgan also forwards me like photos and specifically to read the captions of influencers that she follows.
Question. Don't you get tired of the motivational bullshit though?
No.
It's not bullshit, but I
sift through the bullshit. You know which one is bullshit. You everybody can differentiate between, okay, this right here is fake. And you decide. You choose. You know, like you said in the beginning, thanks for choosing to listen to this podcast. You choose to consume the bullshit or the truth.
Because I find myself scrolling, because I am aware of the bullshit, I scroll past a lot, you know.
Exactly.
So I think I need to just clean out all my followings and all that stuff for people who, I think if you're going to follow somebody, you must follow full-heartedly.
Exactly.
There mustn't be a thing of, I don't know if I kind of like this, but I don't, I'm not sure. I've gotten to a place where you commit fully or you don't commit at all.
I don't want to, like if I see that post, I should be able to like it. I should like it. If I don't, hey, I'm going into your profile. You got 9 posts to impress me. The first 9 posts to impress me. If I ain't inspired,
the bit of you nude. First 9 posts.
See, that's also something that pisses me off.
What?
Women have noticed that all they gotta do is just stand up straight, put that one pointy foot out, you know, turn 3/4.
No. It's
so that you can see boobs and some ass, dog. And then next thing they know, they're getting gangbanged.
Like,
they're
for getting me, for me, it's the one bags. Where they're sitting on their own heels.
Dog.
I don't know. It's a fashion. I think, what's her name? Boiti put it in fashion, the island. Sitting on your own heels, head over the shoulder. Check my bombs, yo.
Oh, that one at the beach. Oh, take me back.
Yeah.
take me back. Oh, gosh, dude. And the thing is, you'll get gang thirsty niggas liking your shit.
Yeah, so now
brands and shit are seeing that you owe okay engagement. So you're getting Gucci bags, you know.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm going all sexual. I won't even lie. I'm going to start taking my top off and shit. I'm going to start singing guitar with my shirt off. Da, 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 da. Sex sells, bro. And I'm going to sell my sex. Thank you, God, for making me sexy.
Do you not know that video of the guy who plays his violin? And there's just ass everywhere. There's just ass everywhere. Girls are twerking. Standing.
Oh, yes, I've seen that video. It is quality. It's quality.
I'm like,
how do you do that?
I love this guy because you know what? He's exposing the truth.
The truth is real and it's out there and it's there for everybody to see.
People don't even realize that I'm playing a violin. If he had to ask, I'm not even too sure because he could have been playing the piano. There were two instruments in that clip.
Yeah, I
can't remember which one he was playing.
Okay, so let's get to the career aspect of it, which I think is the most important part, right? You can be a full-on social media influencer and that can be your career.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but I'm talking about your career now. You pay rent. You buy petrol for your car, which we know is R1 billion a month these days.
Mm.
You can do that via social media.
Yeah.
But the most important thing for that to happen is that whatever you post has to reflect in reality.
It has to be your truth.
So we post on a daily basis, but we're not just posting chilling.
Yeah.
You know, we're posting things about Cliff Central. We're posting things about our comedy night. We're posting things about events that we're doing, TV show. You know, whatever the case might be, you can always go back and say, oh, they had a comedy night. This is who was there. You know, there's genuine work being done outside.
It's almost like if it ain't on Instagram, it didn't happen for those special moments. Were you at Mardi Gras Theater in 2016 when you guys only started doing comedy in 2015?
And
yes, we were.
Yeah.
Go check.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm saying, in terms of that, how do you build your career to be, you know, sustainable outside of doing your own things? They have to be authentic, firstly.
Yeah.
And secondly, you have to post regularly.
Yeah.
So post regularly. And it doesn't have to be every day. I think when you start, we did say every day. But I'm talking about, you know.
Just look, if I would say post 5 out of 7 days. So start Tuesday, end on a Saturday.
Mm.
Done. You get Monday and you get Sunday off.
Okay. So
look at the days when you get most engagements. Matt, fuck, you know, you can start Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And go to Sunday even.
Okay, so what I want to ask is, do you think it's easier to be an influencer or easier to go the route of studying and going to get a job and work?
No, because the thing is, people are always going to want to follow the route and it's not necessarily what they want to do, dog. It's things that, it's the old tradition.
Yeah.
It's that old tradition.
Yeah. And it's still bearing down on us because our world is changing.
Mm.
You know, we were prepared at school for a world that we got out of school into.
Exactly.
And we're like, this is nothing like what they told us it was going to be like at school.
Precisely.
And I think it wasn't anybody's fault because you don't know how the world's going to change. But the world has done such a shift in what it wants from people. Mm. Content creation is like gold now. People want content more than they want diamonds because you can actually do things with content.
No matter what business you're running, you can always benefit from being on social media.
Mm.
And matter of fact, it's gotten to the stage where if you don't have, like Facebook, I would say is a Facebook, Instagram.
Is a staple.
It's
that's your
it's
Joshua.
The social
doll.
Media, LinkedIn.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
People connect there.
Mm.
Soon you're going to find Credible to be an even better platform.
Yeah.
Credible is following the same footsteps, the same, I would say the same model. In fact, it's going to be better for the artist more. So Credible will be an artist's LinkedIn and be able to pull in the corporates there.
Yeah, okay.
But like, honestly speaking, before we've been told that you got to, like you said, we got to go get a university degree and follow the norm. But even if you just allow somebody to exploit social media for a while, like, they'll be able to find what they love, I think, also. It gives you time to be exposed.
Whatever you love, there are other people who love it and are making money out of it. guaranteed.
So you get exposed to things that you love, how to make money from things that you love, how to survive. And if you just do it because you love it, and you also post and you share it with other people, like, you join that community. Do you get what I'm saying?
And also, thinking as futurists, we're going to a place where technology will be able to do a lot of shit for us.
Mm. This is how we become global citizens.
And the perfect example is Lord, to be honest. I was listening to a podcast where they're like, there's an algorithm that an AI can do where it answers law questions for you. I got into an accident. I bumped him first. What do I do? The law says this. This is your procedure. These are the rights you have. You know, that's just a small segment of it. But now we're going to accounting. Machines are a million times better at us than at crunching numbers.
With you know, the error margins being thinned out so much.
I'm not saying there won't be errors. It's like they say,
but
you know,
when you look at the stats, human error versus computer error.
Human error trumps that every time. And that also comes in with cars, self-driving cars.
Mm.
People are upset because there were some accidents. How many accidents have there been today?
You synchronize today. All of the cars with the robot system.
It's going to
take away from that thing. Whenever somebody buys a car, your car gets synchronized in the system.
So, let's think about all the careers now that are just going by the wayside.
In the medical faculty as
pharmacy. Yo, pharmacy. Dog.
Dude, they've created like AI technology that can create, that can actually do medical procedures in the operating room. So already, like, doctors are shaking.
They're shaking.
Doctors are,
and you know that they have steady hands.
There's a fifth year medical student right now that's shaking.
It's hard to talk about. I'm only going to be able to play that game, computer game, doctor, whatever it's called.
But here's the thing that I also want to say. I'm not saying that they don't necessarily, they're not going to be able to do it. I'm saying if they find a way to integrate it with social media, they can still win.
Yeah,
all they need to do is
adapt. It has to be connected somehow.
Exactly.
But this is where, this conversation, this is where we get into our connection with technology and the idea that we have to become cyborgs.
To the point where we'll be like Justin Timberlake in that movie In Time.
Not that bug. It's just that
we're going to start dying.
Instead of having a phone in your hand, you could have like a chip. And it gives you all that information that you want so quickly and easily.
Dragon Ball Z vibes.
A Google. Yeah. Okay, Google. I need to figure out, what's this thing called again? Okay, Google me antelope from 1960. And antelope, 1960. And it shows somehow.
You see.
Black Mirror shit. I know, but think about this. That's where it's going because we just don't have, we have to hold it now. But everything is less wires, less connection, you know. So you plug and inject me on your arm. Inject me with that shit. And we've already got all of that information readily available to us. What's the only thing that human beings can do that machines can't? And that's create.
Can I tell you something? It's going to get to a point where all of this knowledge is going to be stored on microchips. And all you have to do is load
access.
It into yourself.
We already have it.
You don't have to spend a whole 12 years trying to learn this shit. Just let your child grow.
Hey, and hopefully they don't charge us. Hopefully it doesn't cost data.
What do you want to learn? How to speak German. Take that book out from the library, that microchip, insert it in yourself.
And it coaches you.
Boom.
Dude. This world is changing. And that's why I'm saying fuck the older generation, because they see us and they're taking us for a puss. I'm saying watch out.
Wake up.
The game done changed, baby. The game done changed. You are listening to The Worst Guys. If you want to hit us up on social media, please do. We are on Twitter at @the_worstguys. Instagram, The Worst Guys. One word, Facebook, The Worst Guys. Hit us up, man. Make us some money. Yo. Yeah, baby. You know what it is.
Watch out for me, I'm about to close.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. You back with The Worst Guys.
Worst.
We've been talking about social media money.
Money.
And how to get it.
Get it.
Because these days, that's where it's happening. Oh, dude, and I feel so stupid for having not jumped onto crypto yet. This thing is blowing up everywhere, dude. Blowing up everywhere. Anyway, we have a special guest in the house. She's been listening to the show, and she wants to give a topic a little bit of her own thoughts. Her name is Morgan Munich. Everybody give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Morgan. Woo! You know it's always good to have you here in the studio. So yeah, you were listening to us. What are your thoughts on the future and AI changing the game, yo?
I definitely think that it's advancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm actually a final year law student,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I'm really struggling to get a job. And, you know, that's not what they tell you when you like starting to study. They tell you, you know, if you're going to go with lawyer, doctor, you know.
That's the solid way to go. That's
exactly,
a guaranteed
that's
job.
That's a guaranteed job. Mm. And it's not the case. You know, if you're applying for a job these days, it's you need an LLB and a BA and, or an LLB and a BCom. You know, one degree is just not enough.
Mm.
Whereas like social media influencers, some of them don't even have a degree, and they're making way more money than I will be making in the next 20 years of my life.
Yeah.
But I actually had a meeting with a banker, and she advised me that after I study my LLB, I should actually look at a course in robotics.
Hectic.
Because even in banking, AI is taking over.
Banking, more human error, deleted.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They're saying that it's going to be more beneficial to learn how to actually fix the
robots. Robots done fucked
then
up.
Then doing
again.
The job, you know.
Yeah,
a robotics degree can like get you anywhere.
Cool.
Because AI is taking over.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were laughing at those gents in high school saying, yeah, I think I'm going to do robotics. Look at this Popeye. He wants to go
play those wrestling robot
and
games.
They're going to be your boss one day.
Yeah. Yo, come play dish with us.
But, you know, you see advancements in not only in career paths, you know, you see advancements in everywhere, even in jewelry, where a ring is not even a thing anymore. Soon a gold band's not going to mean anything, because now people are actually having their diamonds implanted into their fingers so that they did not have the...
Why was gold ever a thing anyway?
Because
you know?
we
like shiny things.
Yes.
But
it's
I think
rare commodity.
We are... rare commodity. How many rare commodities are there? I'm saying the actual value of gold itself. What is it? Other than us... prizing it like diamonds.
Dude,
as
now
well
now that's the start of a crypto talk.
Yeah That's what I mean. We've gone beyond the aesthetic value that we have of things. That's why we're talking about, we need authenticity in the way that you create. We are looking for people who are doing real things and making real change. That's why jewelry stores aren't making as much money, because firstly economy yara. We are getting kicked out of our asses here by this economy. I read a story that the Joburg Open has been disembodied from the Sunshine Tour as a European corporate, because it was part of the EuroPGA golf shit, whatever. Anyway, they've taken the Joburg Open out because it's too expensive to host. And I'm like, yo, guys, the economy's fucking up golf. The richest game in the world. Who doesn't have money to save this thing? If we can't save golf, we're all doomed. That's all I'm saying. But we've gone in a completely different direction in the terms of what we can actually make and what we actually value. And I think society is changing its values, which we should talk about as well. In the near future, we'll do a topic about that. So just last thing with you, Morgan, in terms of a career path, do you think the old way is absolutely obsolete, or where do you see spaces or gaps
absolutely
for people?
Not.
Absolutely
like,
not. What do you think the spaces or the gaps or the people who've studied these old staple career paths, accountancy, for example, what path do they have in this future world that we're talking about?
See, the problem is that these days, if you study something, you are limiting yourself. And that's the problem. The problem is that society is so ever-changing and everything is changing so much that now people want to be a social media influencer. When they grow up, they want to, you know, be famous. That's the goal, to be famous.
Mm.
No longer to be a lawyer or, you know, to be a doctor. It limits you.
Mm.
So I think that varsities, universities across South Africa, across the world, should actually look at changing
their
courses and their programs, you know. You can still have the mundane, you know, the lawyers, the doctors, the nurses.
Somebody's got to do it.
You know, the architects.
For now.
Somebody's passion. Mm. But I definitely think that they should think about incorporating things like, you know, digital studies or
social media studies.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like okay. how you can make money in different ways.
Yeah. So it's not that what you learned isn't valuable, you just have to kind of channel it.
Exactly.
In a different way.
What I learned will never be taken away from me. Mm. And now going forward, whatever path I decide to go on, I will always have a legal background. Mm. So I will know where I'm standing, you know?
Mm. And there's advantages.
So it's definitely beneficial, but it's not to say that it's where I'm going to end up. Mm.
Can I tell you, for example, with Morgan having studied LLB, nothing stopping her from networking with somebody in IT and the two of them creating an application for legal advice themselves.
Yeah.
Just because
they're passionate about law,
exactly,
and making sure that there's justice and whatever. So you use that passion and direct it in a certain way.
Exactly. And there again, you have your link between the social media and something as straightforward as law.
Mm,
so, you know, law is straightforward, black and white, this is it. Where social media can bend whichever way. So you can actually combine the two
There'll always be those things. There'll always be facts. There'll always be science. There'll always be, a way to describe things, a way for people to refer back to how things are done, you know. And that obviously changes and adapts, but
it can
never just be wishy-washy, you know. We don't have a world of social media influencers, because firstly, it's not everybody's personality type. Yeah. But we are saying that, I'm saying, it's a genuine career. So even now on Whacked Entertainment, they host a lot of comedians and stuff on their bill. And they put their comedian, MC, social influencer. It's a job title now.
They literally
get paid for that. So yeah, man, I think the ultimate thing that you need to do when you're thinking about social media money, you think about your career path, you think about anything, is that it has to come from a place of passion and love, because then you'll make it work.
Exactly.
You know, if you love numbers and you love crunching them and you love figuring shit out, there's a way you can do that in the new world.
And I think that's where the old generation got that wrong.
Mm.
You know, they...
Yeah, you have to be in an office.
Exactly.
You have to be there from 9 to 5. Maybe if you're lucky, go buy a wacky Wednesday lunch. But not every day. You must pack your toasted sarmies.
There was no passion for them.
Having a job.
Exactly.
Is
it
good.
Was making the money to feed the family and carry on with life. You know, for them, goals were just paying off your house and having your own car.
Yeah.
I think the millennials have said that that's not enough.
There's a life to be enjoyed out here. And that's what our parents actually want. So I don't get the beef, yo. I don't get the beef. Anyway, we're going to go into the news stories. Thank you so much to Morgan for joining us and giving us her views. It's always nice to have a new voice, especially a lady's voice. It's out here. Fuck bitches. But not today. Ladies are beautiful.
That's the what you say about my lady?
I didn't say your lady.
No, because as a tickle, you just said ladies are beautiful. You looked at me with those eyes, those Mark and Judy eyes, and you're like,
can I tell you guys something? This is a busy one, but it's a good one. I saw Morgan today for the first time in a while. And I don't know, maybe it's the day, maybe it's the way you dress, there's a collar or whatever. And I'm like, oh, Morgan, you look good today. He's like, probably because my boy got that good in the game. No, you must celebrate the moments. Yeah, hey, long distance is tough. All right. Cool, man. So we're about to go into the stories that have caught our attention over the last week.
Young fella, an extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra.
All right, extra, read all about it, or podcast all about it. It's the same shit these days. I've been telling people that podcasting is just as valuable as reading, dog. I'm learning shit like I'm getting a degree out here. I've got so many podcasts to go through, and you can literally curate the information you want, which is really, really awesome. All right, But news that has hit the scene that everybody's talking about is Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, their pregnancy. I think it's fantastic news.
Yeah.
Like we've always said, you know, there's some niggas in the Buckingham Palace.
Anything they do is great. If they start smoking weed, it's
great.
It's great.
I'm telling you, they hit the spliffs, boy. You can't be that open-minded and free without hitting
and
it
Meghan
once
Meghan rolls.
Hey, Meghan rolls. Yes, I can see.
Meghan rolls. Harry doesn't look like the type of nigga who knows how to roll.
He looks fucks
like
it up.
Yeah. And he gets high. I like Ben.
Meghan rolls, baby. Gosh. I can see that. I can totally see that.
So and she likes to... Can I tell you? Megan's the type of girl who likes to chill in one of Harry's big t-shirts in the morning with a bong
and a lid on the seat.
On the seat and just... Harry, would you like some bong hit? No, I think it's a bit too early for that.
I think I've had enough. I think he's the real G of the relationship.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really excited about this, man. I think the Buckingham Palace done gonna change, man.
Yeah,
they're gonna be playing more raba raba out in there.
Sweepy.
Sweepy.
Like my party.
Marbles, dog. They're gonna be wondering why they're hitting marbles with their index finger and
they're gonna that marbles is gonna trains are gonna be a high commodity. I don't know.
Samaraka Omo.
What? Go buy Omo.
What?
Omo.
Go buy Omo.
Do we have Omo?
What
do we
Omo?
Have? We have Skip. Go buy Skip.
Do you guys wash clothes with your hands?
We don't do that. We use washing machines.
We use washing machines.
Just
give it to the mate over there.
Yeah, she'll do them.
They're like, no ways, dog. You know, sometimes...
So give it to the mate. The what? The mate. Give it to the mate.
The what?
The mate.
Woo, they're going to change. You see, the world is changing in so many different ways, and I think it's beautiful. And
integration.
They do things that Princess Diana would have done, you know, in the way that they do them is that they're kind of being rebellious, but it's not rude. It's just being
themselves,
new and open to people hugging them, for instance. A little kid hugged them. This video went viral. Jesus, people like that soft, moist. Oh, cute, very cute. I don't know why. Gay. Anyway, so this little kid hugged them, and apparently you're not allowed to touch the royal family. But it was like, oh, such rebels. They let a five-year-old kid hug them. Fuck, is a five-year-old kid. How are we even questioning where he's allowed to? Maybe there's some crazy five-year-old kids who will stab Prince Harry.
No, there's some crazy kids.
I tell you, some kid tried to mug me and Ribs in St. Andrews. Like, kid was 8 years old. He had a pen in his hand. He's like, give me your phones, Master Pooks. So we're like, this kid is joking right now. Hey, he starts following us. He says, I kick this kid and we go, boy. I kick him in the chest. Bwah! And he falls down. And then we do a young power walk. And next thing, he's a soldier that they send out.
And
then once they got
you,
then the gang comes. Hey, so we kick him, puts a run back to the moment. Like, yeah.
No, but
honestly,
they
just try to mug us. Maybe that's what they're afraid of.
I think my level of consciousness has woken up, and I see people's souls more and more, you know. And when a child is going, I'm like, whoa, what is it that's got you right now? Because it's not the fact that you dropped that ice cream. There's something deeper. Even humans, bro. But kids.
Yeah.
They buck, bro. Like, shame, kids are what?
It's sad for kids because it's never usually their fault.
You know.
Yeah. But you grow out of that eventually. Eventually, you get to a point where you stop blaming your parents and you stop blaming your upbringing. You realize, fuck, life is hard for everybody.
You got to make your own choices.
On. Yeah.
Let's, you know, you take the situation you were born in and roll with the punches.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another story, which is just good news for us always, man. I love and respect this guy, and I think he keeps on doing the thing. Trevor Noah has a new Netflix special being released. It's called Son of Patricia, which is strange to me. Let's talk about this a little bit because we're in the game, and I don't know if it's a bad thing. We should probably ask Robbie about it because Robbie
Son
called
of
us
Carol.
Son of Carol. That was his special name, and I know they have a good relationship.
Ding ding, round one.
I just know they have a good relationship, so he could have been like, "Yo, can I use that? That's so dope," you know, because obviously they have similarities.
I'm sure they spoke about it.
I mean, I don't think you'd just. But it does bring up the Trevor Noah stealing jokes thing. It's like, hey,
this is like Drake. Hey.
It's like that. It's like you coming out with your morph Zion and then my one being Kitari.
Yeah. Because mine would be, what can I say?
And yeah.
Okay. All right. I hear you. But that's cool, man. I'm keen to see him blow up. I wonder how he'll do in comparison to all the guys, the Dave Chappelle's, the Louis C.K.'s, the Chris Rock's, in terms of his numbers. Do you think Trevor Noah could ever be seen as somebody like Dave Chappelle, as one of the gods of comedy? Or is that not his lane?
I think he's already morphing into that role. The only thing that will set it in stone, not the numbers, the content, because it's usually the message that moves the people and leaves the people saying, that is a legend.
But he's good at that. He's very good at connecting with the people. He's got that cheese, that extra cheese.
So automatically he was a legend already in South Africa before he you know, immigrated.
I'm just hoping to see, which I don't doubt he'll deliver.
They give him the same welcoming.
No, I think they will. People love Trevor Noah. I think I'm hoping to see more timeless content. His comedy was brilliant in South Africa, but it was very much based on time, very much based on race. And that's a decision you can make as a comedian, to make that your avenue. I'm going to speak about the times. That's perfectly normal. But I like comedy that I can watch 5-10 years from now, and I'm still like, holy shit, George Carlin.
I want some milk and cookies.
Yeah. I get some milk and cookies.
And him downstairs. So Bernie Mac has some shit that will live forever. Legends have shit that will last forever.
And I can't give you a bit of Trevor's that will last forever that isn't about race or like something like that. Diego Baby or...
Top three legends.
In comedy.
For you right now.
Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this to a youngin, but his idea and his vision of comedy I love so much is Gerard Carmichael.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, just because
he's on that wave.
He's bringing that thing that I love about comedy into the game, you know. It doesn't have to be always, let me talk to you.
Kevin Hart
See, is a great comedian.
He's not a
but he's not my favorite comedian.
I don't
think he's one of the great comedians of time.
It's like how people say Drake hasn't given us his masterpiece. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a like tough call, because every project he releases is amazing.
Yeah.
So the standard we've got for him is, it's already outrageous. What last project did Drake drop that you didn't enjoy?
Because I hear people saying that Drake hasn't given us the classic yet.
Take Care was a classic. Nothing Was the Same was a classic.
I feel like they were all hits,
dog,
my guy.
Views was hella dope.
Like, Drake can already come out with a greatest hit.
This is too late, it was dope. Dog, his whole discography is a greatest hit.
More Life
is dope. So, he's just so good that we want him to, you know, people always want more from you, you know. But I definitely think he's given us more than we deserve, even. Drake is... he's a phenomenon. Like, there needs to be a study on that guy. He's the only real commentator of our times, you know, in terms of rap and music. He's got it laid down. He's the quotable guy. For every situation, there's a Drake quote.
I'm the one they call to get the job done.
Oh, shit, man. We've been having such a good time. I almost realized we were running out of time. Imagine missing out on the worst guy cypher. Guys ends. Whew, gotta thank God there's a clock in here, because we gotta bring that in. Oh, but the last story, quickly, just because this is what I've always wanted for Gautrain. They are extending their routes. It's gonna go from Jabulani in Soweto, all the way to Mamelodi in Pretoria, all the way to the south in Boksburg. So that's really, really dope, because that's all
we want.
That's
the east, guy.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Is Boksburg
that, is that the east? All right, maybe from Boksburg to the south. Whatever. There's going to be a much longer route. So I'm just glad that it's expanding, because public transport is imperative at this moment.
My guy. And the thing is, the more people use, the more people there are that use this facility, the cheaper it becomes, I feel.
And look at the areas they're going to. They're going to working class areas. So it has
they
to
have
be,
to make it affordable. Yeah, they if they're going to, if they're going, yeah, they're going to make it affordable. But I think that also those trains are going to operate at specific times. You know, like those boomed areas that only operate from like 6 until 9 in the
express. Yeah.
And those will be the trains that operate from like, I'd say from, because they need their workers to get 6 until
10 a.m.
I just hope it develops to a point where we have speed trains across the country. You know how, like, in Europe, you can travel from Spain to fucking Italy in however many hours.
Dude,
I want that for South Africa via speed train. Because our country is not that big.
Dude, it should be like Eurolink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should be able to go from here
to Cape Town in 2 hours.
No,
with a train.
I'm saying from South Africa.
Oh.
I should be able to go to Windhoek for the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, so you mean across Africa now?
Yes.
Damn, damn, damn. We want to connect. We want to connect. But anyway, I just think that's good news. And shout out to people doing things that are needed in this world. Yeah, I think we give too much attention to the people who are doing shit. Anyway, we're about to wrap out with the Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do every single episode. It's our favorite part of the show because we come up with a song right on the spot.
On the spot.
So let's see what we got here. What instrumental? I think this was the one. And then, yeah, we're going to make it hard for you, man.
It's always hard. What do you mean, going to make it hard?
Hey. Oh, shit. You know what? Wait. We got to start this again. Do you know why?
Why?
Because that's the actual song. Drake was gonna steal our shine on his own track, but here we go. God instinct.
What song is this in?
Can't Have Everything. It's from More Life.
Hey.
Hey.
They say that I can't have everything, but I'm about to have it all. I said I'm about to have it all. I said I'm about to have it all. They say that I can't have everything, but I'm about to have it all. Said I'm about to have it all. Man, I'm about to take it all.
I'm about to take it all. I'm about to take it all. I might never ever fall.
Never
I am
fall.
Going so strong.
So
I am
strong.
Going so long. Long strokes in the bedroom.
Long
when
stroke.
I bring the doom, everybody feeling me when I'm coming in the room. So they say, hey, Mark and Blue Lake,
hey,
where you at? I wanna get your content. I'll even get you paid. I'll even get you late. I won't leave you astray. Say, everybody, hey, I'm gonna sign that contract, baby, cause I don't give a fuck about these other people who are in my face, who can't relate cause they're talking about my race. I mean, listen to my face, it's speaking the real shit that ain't gotta do with it. So tell me what you want, tell me what you're gonna be, tell me if you're gonna be free like Malcolm Gluley. I don't know, cause he's out here living on his own flow, doing his own damn show. Oh, I don't know where you at, bro, but step your game up.
They
yo.
Say that I can't have everything, but I'm about to have it all.
Have it all, have it all.
Said I'm about to have it all.
Have it all. Have it up.
Man, I'm about to take it up.
Take it up, take up.
They say I can't have everything, but I'm about to have it up.
Have it up, have it up.
Said I'm about to have it up.
Have it up, have it up.
Man, I'm about to take it up.
Take it up, take it up.
The power's in your own hands, huh? You gotta make a fucking plan, huh? Then execute the fucking plan.
Execute, execute.
Then execute the fucking plan.
Execute, execute.
It's gotta start in the head.
Gotta start in the head.
I mean, it starts with the mind.
It starts with the mind.
The mental power of the mind.
Power of the mind.
Then your finesse is so sublime.
Sublime, sublime.
Hey, take on the streets.
Take on the streets, take on
the streets. Help me to eat.
Help me to eat. Help
cause
me
I put the content out.
Content out.
Man, I produce that heat.
That heat,
I got
that
what the people want.
What the people want.
I give the people what they want.
People what they want.
I supply them what they want.
Supply them what they want.
Man, they can get it when they want.
They can get it when they want.
They say I can't have everything.
Can't have everything.
But I'm about to have it all.
Have it all. Have it all.
Say I'm about to have it all.
Have it all. Have it all.
Man, I'm about to take it all.
Take it all.
Take it all. Hey. Take it off,
take it
off, take it off,
take it off,
take it off,
take it off,
take it off.
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.